four straight losing games in any sport you played?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
How do you adjust to this? I mean, is there a temptation to try to do too much?
You don't adjust. You don't get used to it. You just find a way to get back in the win column. So, I mean, you definitely don't get used to losing. You just hate it, and you just find a way to win. So we had a really good practice today, really good practice. I'm happy about that. So our preparation for this week is going well, and we're just going to have to find a way to get a win this week. And yeah, but there's no getting used to it. There's no being content. We just got to work harder, stick together, and find a way to win this Sunday.
Rather than not getting used to it so much as do you tend to, is there a tendency to overreact or try to do too much to stop it?
I wouldn't say overreact either, but you have to react definitely. If there's no reaction, then that's a bad thing for sure. So we just got to change a couple things, change our attitude, continue to stick together, work harder, and play better on Sundays to get a different result, and that's a win.
We hear you guys talk about real honest, self-critical evaluations in situations like this. What did you take away from your evaluation of the Eagles game?
Yeah, I had bad footwork in the game, and usually that leads to bad accuracy and then timing. So a lot of those throws in the game are throws that I make, and I throw on time. And because of bad footwork and bad timing, it caused a couple throws to be off. And so, yeah, it's just me and the receivers getting back on the same page, really grooving our timing, me getting my footwork down, and just doing exactly what I'm coached to do. So that'll make for better results this Sunday.
What did you identify as the reason why the footwork maybe wasn't where you wanted to be?
Just not doing what I was coached to do. Overthinking or not being focused. Just not doing the right footwork. There might not be no particular reason. It's just some plays I did the perfect footwork, and other times it was off by a step. Other times it was a bucket step where I'm not in line. Other times I'm fading in the pocket, moving when I don't need to move because of the rush. And sometimes you feel those kind of things as a quarterback, but you just got to fix them, and it will.
How much extra time do you devote to getting that down towards, repetition?
Yeah, definitely set aside some time this week, stay after practice, get out there earlier, work with my coach, and get the footwork down because it's got to get fixed for sure.
How much of an opportunity
Not really much at all. It's just focused on what we got to do as an offense. Didn't get to see much.
Sorry. What do you see in San Francisco?
They're a good defense. We got to come ready to play. We're really just focused on us this week. So they do what they do it well. And so we just got to go back to what we do well. So we got to run the ball. We got to control the line of scrimmage. And we got to be better on third down. And we got to put points on the board early. And we just got to be more efficient. We can't have any negative plays. We can't have penalties, move ourselves back. And we just got to come out on all cylinders and play with confidence.
How much interaction did you have with the 49ers before
the draft? A little bit. Had a dinner and a workout with them.
Any sense in how they felt about you being another top five?
I mean, a lot of the teams were interested, but they kind of all went about it the same way.
Does it stick with you at all that they traded out of the spot where they could have drafted you?
No, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. So I'm happy to be here in Chicago, and this is where I was supposed to be.
Mitch, what are you learning about what it takes from a leader during a tough stretch of the season like you did 4 in a row?
Everyone's looking towards you, so they're all seeing how you react, and I love that because I feel like I know how to handle these situations, and I still have all the confidence in the world in my guys that we could turn this around next week and we could really go on a run. So I'm not worried about it. I just know the way I operate is you got to go back to work, got to get back to the grind, got to focus on the little things. Keep the big picture in mind, but continue to do the little things, stay focused, stick together, continue to believe in each other, just buy in and take it one day at a time, and it'll take care of itself. So I feel good about it.
How badly would you need a win? What would that mean to you guys right now?
I think I mean, the way I go about each week is I need to win in the worst way, no matter what week it is. And that could go for this week as well, especially because we've been on a little losing streak. But as a competitor, you need to win in the worst way. And so this week, we really need it.
Mitch, when there's a mistake with your footwork or mechanics, is it something you can feel just by the way you're throwing the ball, or do you have to just see from the result that it was something wrong?
Sometimes both. Sometimes you could see it on film. Sometimes you could overcompensate with your arm talent and just get it there. But that doesn't – it's not going to help you be consistent. When you have really good footwork and you throw with your lower body, that takes a lot of pressure off your arm and just allows you to be more consistent. So sometimes I get away with it, and I could put the ball where it needs to go, but over time it'll catch up to you and it won't allow me to be as consistent. And that's where you can see some of the throws I usually make were a little off target. And it's just me and receivers and the tight ends and the running backs getting on the same page again and trusting the O-line's protection and just having everything go a little more smoothly. And it's going to allow me to be more efficient going forward.
Mitchell, what do you remember about Solomon Thomas from the Sun Bowl?
Yeah, he's a really good player. High motor, loves the game, really good dude. Got to know him pretty well throughout the draft process as well. So I really enjoyed competing against him, and he plays the game the right way. So he's a really good dude. Looking forward to seeing him this Sunday.
To your point about sticking together, you mentioned a couple times, what can you do to make sure that happens? What signs do you look for that it's not happening the right way?
Oh, it is. It's happening the right way. What signs?
Yeah, I mean, as the guy who's out front, yeah, you know, sure. What are you looking for just to make sure that it's going the way you want it to go?
For me, I'm controlling the controllables, so it's all about how I treat my teammates and what kind of energy I'm bringing to the table. So I'm being positive. I'm making sure my guys know I care about them and that we're moving in the right direction. And they got to know that I'm working my tail off. So whether it's doing extra footwork drills this week or staying extra watch film even more than last week, they know that I'm buying in even more. I'm working even harder. And they know that I care about this team and my teammates and that we're going to get this thing right. And hopefully that kind of behavior is contagious, and I believe it is. And just being around in the locker room, being around those guys, talking to them one-on-one and just seeing how they feel, we're still positive. We still have good confidence. And that just needs to carry over each day, have really good practices, and go out there and try to get a win on Sunday.
Time for a couple more.
Just I'm asking for our Cleveland station. There's another big game on tap this weekend. They want to know about Mentor. Your brother, are you going to keep a close eye on that? And what do you think their chances are?
Yeah, definitely. I don't want to talk about it too much because the least I talk about it, the better they do. But I got a lot of love for my hometown and what they're doing. They're playing the state final this weekend, and we've been there a couple times, come up short, but it means a lot to me. That they're back there, especially since my little brother's on the team. So I'm pulling for Coach Trevisano and the Mentor Cardinals really hard. I'll be watching really close Friday. I wish if there was a way I could get there, I would definitely be there. I'm not a prediction guy, but I got a good feeling about this one.
Yeah, one more, Mitch, about the My Cause, My Cleats. Mm-hmm. That, you know, it keeps things in perspective, like, to be able to focus on something else. Can you just comment a little bit about that and the opportunity to showcase a local artist?
Yeah, My Cause, My Cleats, like My Cleats or just in general?
Just in either.
Yeah, it's really awesome. One, it allows the local artists to be creative and show their work and just how sports trickles into other facets of life, such as art and these causes and all these other amazing things that people do out there and the charities that really affect other people's lives in a positive way, whether it be, I know, the USO, the cancer foundations, the hospitals, the Red Cross, whether it's anything that it's more than just football. We're not just football players. We're not just athletes. We care about making a difference and using our platform to create positive change and affect other people's lives in the community for the better by using our platform. So My Cause, My Cleats is a really awesome thing that allows us to do that, putting the art and designs on our cleats to help raise money or just to help raise awareness for whatever cause we're doing, and I think it's awesome. Yeah, so mine's the Thumbs Up Mission, and one of my best friends in college, Candler Coker, he lost his younger brother to brain cancer, and his family came up with the Thumbs Up Mission, which is an awesome foundation that puts on retreats for families who are have dealt with cancer or are currently dealing with that, and they just help create lifelong memories that help overcome cancer and really just give these families something to cherish for the rest of their lives together, because not every family can afford a nice vacation or get together, but this allows people to come together and really face their problems as a group rather than alone. So it's an awesome charity, and you can learn more about it at thumbsupmission.org. So it's really, it means a lot to me.
Anything else?
Thanks, guys.